There is a story about a French soldier who was serving in Napoleon's army. And one day, this soldier decided to desert, so he ran away. His troop had the responsibility of looking for him, capturing him, and making sure that he gets the punishment that he deserves. So after around 5 hours, 6 hours of looking for him, they managed to find him. So they caught him and then they took him back to the barracks. Napoleon was informed about it. And he said, "This soldier deserves to be punished." The mom of this soldier heard about her son, and she decided to plead with Napoleon. She tells Napoleon, "You know, forgive my son. Give him another chance. Have mercy on my son." Napoleon looks at the mother and tells her, "Your son does not deserve mercy. Your son does not deserve mercy. He committed a serious crime and he deserves to die." The mother looks Napoleon right into the eyes and tells him, "Of course, he does not deserve mercy. Because if he deserves mercy, then it will not be mercy. If he deserves it, then it's no longer mercy." In our gospel today, we see the gift of mercy that Jesus extends to this lady caught in adultery. And Jesus does that in these very consoling words. He says to her, "No one condemned you, neither do I condemn you. Go on with your life and do not sin anymore." At the heart of those words is the gift of mercy. The lady does not deserve them, but she receives them as a gift from God. It's a gift that brings a sense of liberation to this lady. The weight of shame, the weight of guilt on her is lifted up. The lady receives an inner sense of freedom to be what God wants her to be, which is a daughter of God. But even more so, at the heart of this gift of mercy is that this lady, she gets a new life. She gets a new beginning. A new life, a new beginning. Now, Lent for us is a time that God gives us this chance of starting anew. Lent for us is a time that we reconcile with God. We amend our ways so that we can be at peace with God and with each other. And today we're being reminded that God wants us to give us the gift of mercy, because he wants us to have peace in our hearts. He wants us to have a new life, a new beginning. But that will happen when we go to him with a contrite heart. That will happen when we get closer to him, seeking that mercy. So I invite you, my brothers and sisters, as we get closer and closer to Easter, remember that God has this gift for you, because he wants you to have peace. He wants you to have a new life.